Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
The barriers near the White House planning other attacks.
MDOT trying to make that summer trip to the beach a little easier. I'm Matt Koufax.
Why tens of thousands of people in the area just lost their health insurance coverage.
A black bear up a tree in Northeast D.C. I'll tell you what happened. I'm Neil Eugenstein.
Dow up 43 and a close one between the Nats and Braves.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The federal indictment of Donald Trump charges him with, among other serious crimes, conspiring to obstruct justice. Details from CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The federal case against former President Donald Trump has been laid out in an indictment unsealed today.
And I invite everyone to read it in full, to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
Special Counsel Jack Smith here in Washington.
My office will seek a speedy trial in this matter, consistent with the public interest and the rights of the accused.
Two men are charged in the 44-page indictment, the former president and his body man, Walt Nauta. Prosecutor Jack Smith alleges the pair conspired to hide the classified documents in Trump's possession as the Justice Department came calling. Relying on documentary evidence in text messages, photographs, video, and audio recordings, the indictment has Trump ordering his aide to move boxes around Mar-a-Lago, from a ballroom to a bathroom, from a storage room to the former president's residence, so he could personally review what was inside them. Prosecutors say Nauta lied to the FBI, denying knowledge of the weeks-long undertaking captured on surveillance footage. The indictment also includes a transcript of the former president waving one document in the face of an author. On the tape, Trump points out the document's secrecy and acknowledges he no longer had the power to declassify it. On Tuesday, Trump will stand before a judge in Miami as the charges against him are read in court. The obstruction counts each carry a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. The national security counts 10 years.
CBS's Robert Costa says the indictment may remind some of a presidential scandal from the 1970s.
It has echoes of Watergate. What's that refrain about Watergate we've always heard? It's not just the crime.
It's the cover-up.
And so much of this indictment is about steps Trump took, in the words of the special counsel, to corruptly scheme, to lie about the documents he had in hand.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told Fox News he believes Trump is being treated unfairly.
This is going to disrupt this nation because it goes to the core of equal justice for all, which is not being seen today, and we're not going to stand for it.
In the Northeast, the air quality is improving, but that is not the case in parts of the Midwest. The air quality is better in major cities along the eastern seaboard than it has been the past few days because the upper air pattern has changed. But the wildfires continue to burn in Canada, and the Northeast could be back to hazy skies at any time. At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was up 43 points, the S&P 500 up 5. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
8:03 on WTOP. This is Friday night, June 9th, 2023. Rockville at 59 degrees with much cleaner air right now. Code yellow air quality right now. That's moderate, still not super clean, but getting the job done compared to what we've been dealing with earlier this week. Full forecast on the way, and we're glad to have you here. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. This is new tonight on WTOP. The man who crashed a U-Haul truck into a security barrier outside the White House last month wanted to overthrow the government and replace it with a dictatorship fueled by Nazi ideology. All that according to prosecutors. The revelation came from federal prosecutors during a bond hearing for the 19-year-old. Prosecutors also are accusing the man of planning other attacks. He was denied bond and is being held on a charge of destruction of government property after he rammed a U-Haul truck into security barriers in Lafayette Square last month. While he left the car, he unraveled a red and white flag featuring a Nazi swastika. His preliminary hearing is set for July 13th. A D.C. man is under arrest, charged with the shooting death of a teen boy on board a Metro Green Line train last month. Police say 17-year-old Brendan Afori was on the train heading toward D.C.'s waterfront station when he got into a fight with 23-year-old Keith Williams. Police say Williams pulled out a gun and shot Ofori multiple times before running away at the M Street stop in Southwest. Riders saw what happened. They alerted the train operator, who stopped the train at the Navy Yard Metro station. Ofori died at the scene. It's a question being asked across our area, how to save lives and prevent gun violence. And today, the discussion focused on Fairfax County.
A background check that's universal and closing loopholes that make it easy to sell guns, bypassing the system.
While wearing an orange background check saves lives pin, Congressman Jerry Conley says this is the answer. The conversation coming after an 18-year-old student and his stepfather were killed after a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond. Pastor Vernon Walton says this is unacceptable.
Parents should be able to celebrate the accomplishments of their children and return home safely.
This past session, gun legislation such as the red flag laws did pass, but advocates say there's still things on the table, such as the assault weapons ban of 2023. Cheyenne Corrin, WTOP News.
Well, we're almost officially getting to summer. It's close enough now during the day anyway, nice and warm. And on a nice spring or summer weekend, the ride to Ocean City on Route 50 can get pretty congested. Maryland's Department of Transportation says it might soon be able to make things at least a little better.
The idea here would be the technology would be able to look at the traffic patterns that are occurring and make some automatic adjustments.
Jason DeCembri with Maryland DOT says the new rollout made possible by federal grants includes new sensors, software, and cameras.
A lot of the new technology that we're going to be working on there involves some new machine learning and predictive algorithms.
He says they want to get out ahead of issues rather than react after they've happened.
You should see a fewer accidents occurring, and you should be spending less time sitting at a traffic light waiting to get through.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Now 8:06 here on WTOP. New tonight, nearly 25,000 Marylanders have lost their Medicaid coverage because of the end of the COVID-19 public health emergency. It's 21% of people who were up for renewal this spring. Maryland's Department of Health says some of the folks lost coverage because they didn't turn in their application on time or didn't provide required documents. Then you have another 10,000 people. They lost coverage because they now make too much money to qualify. Maryland is in the middle of a first-time effort here to renew Medicaid coverage for almost 2 million adults and kids for the first time since the start of COVID. Maryland's Health Department wants to get the word out about its new Get Your Pride On campaign in the meantime, and it's turning to some dating apps.
Grindr, Scruff, and Jack are really the three apps that we're focusing on.
Dr. Peter DiMartino at the Maryland Department of Health says the campaign will also be promoted on bus trailers and shelters. The ads focus on promoting things such as Mpox vaccines and getting tested for HIV and sexually transmitted infections. Although the impact of the Mpox outbreak has diminished, DiMartino says,
we want to make sure that the prevention tools are out there in the communities.
It's also an opportunity to make sure the community is caring for each other.
If we don't take care of our health and the health of those we love and those that we're going to be seeing during this month, who will?
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A black bear up a tree was the focus of attention for several hours today in Northeast D.C. Now, as WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports, the bear has come down from the tree and is safe, as is everybody else involved.
Neighbors gathered here in the 1300 block of Franklin Street Northeast to see the black bear that climbed halfway up a tree and was sitting there for hours. Police and animal control set up a perimeter. The bear eventually climbed down and within a few hundred yards was tranquilized.
He was fully sedated so that we could handle him and get him in the right position so that the veterinarian from the Smithsonian could take a look at him.
Chris Schindler with the Humane Rescue Alliance in Northeast, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
The bear has since been released into a Maryland forest. And coming up here on WTOP after traffic and weather, where is the best metro area to start a career? Stay with us.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, we're getting back to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
In the district on Pennsylvania Avenue on the Sousa Bridge in both directions, we're dealing with one overturn, plenty of response on the scene. D's a bit of caution, traffic very slow in both directions. Staying in the district, inbound 14th Street Bridge moving a lot better once you're over the Case Bridge onto the freeway. Not bad, off and on delays only up to the area Main Avenue, but we're backed up also on DC 295 in both directions. mainly influenced by that incident on the Sousa Bridge, but we're very slow from Pennsylvania Avenue up to the area of Benning Road. Maryland, Montgomery County, we're in decent shape both directions on the Beltway. No current backups reported in Prince George's County. However, we just cleared on the inner loop right near 210. Crash activity had been on the right side. A bit slow north bend over on the BW Parkway. You'll find it slow outside the Beltway. Up past 193, a better ride once you're north of 197. Don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe. And go to FitzBuysCars.com. Get the most money for your car in a safe new car showroom. Go to FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitzway. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News. First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Well, now that air quality has improved, we've got a dry weekend ahead, but it is going to be quite warm. Higher humidity, rain, and thunderstorms coming our way for Monday. Now, temperatures this evening, very pleasant in the 60s throughout the area. There could be an isolated shower or thundershower up until 10 p.m. Your morning is dry. Sunshine for Saturday, mid-80s for afternoon temperatures. And then on Sunday, around 90 degrees. Will be partly sunny with rain in the mountains, a better chance of storms on Monday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Upper Marlboro, 70 degrees, Centerville, 71, D.C., 72, and some of us gradually falling into the 60s and 50s overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today. Schedule your free in-home estimate. It's Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. And Jeff Claybaugh.
General Motors follows Ford in striking a deal with Tesla to give drivers of its electric vehicles access to Tesla's charging network. DocuSign is still growing. The electronic signature platform has reached 1 billion users. WalletHub ranks Atlanta best metro for starting a career this year based on entry-level pay and cost of living. D.C.'s number 23. The Dow gained 43 points in Friday's session, the Nasdaq up 21. The S&P 500 index gained ground for the fourth straight week. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up here on WTOP, another indictment for former President Trump, this time on the federal level. As we've been telling you for the past 24 hours, the indictment unsealed today, so we're getting some more details. What could all this mean for the presidency, that is, for his bid for the presidency next year? We'll check it out with Axios coming up. Now 8:12.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Coming up, the Nationals looking to end a losing slide in Atlanta. Sports in 10 minutes here on WTOP.
Kansas City Steak Company, another AmericanEagle.com success story. Started in 1932 as a family-owned butcher shop, today they're a leading distributor of superior all-American steaks delivered right to your door, ready for the grill and your taste buds. When it came to their website, an average site wouldn't do. They chose AmericanEagle.com to take their website to the next level. With a dramatic increase in competition and a softening market demand, they had two challenges: improve their brand presence and message, and produce a positive return. AmericanEagle.com got to work and executed usability studies and detailed audits of site experience, digital assets, and marketing. The result? An integrated digital marketing and customer experience plan, organic traffic increase of 20%, and a long-term roadmap for success. If you love great steaks, go to KansasCitySteaks.com for website design, development, and online solutions that bring efficiency and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. If you need a results-driven website, call the team at AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEBNOW1. That's 877-WEBNOW1.
Things can change fast in the world we live in.
Especially when we live in the DMV.
Breaking news from Landover.
We have new information just coming in.
Breaking news happens every day.
And WTOP covers it with reporters live on the scene.
First responders are doing their best.
We get you up to speed in a hurry.
And we keep you up to date with each new development.
We'll be here when the news conference happens later today.
It's news at the speed of life.
WTOP News.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
It is now 8:14, and I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being here. Continuing coverage of our breaking news, Donald Trump has been hit with a sweeping 37-count indictment from the special counsel's office. The former president is accused of willfully holding on to documents containing the nation's most sensitive secrets, including nuclear programs, after he left office.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical, and they must be enforced.
Special Counsel Jack Smith with brief remarks to reporters after the indictment was unsealed. Mr. Trump is also accused of showing them to others on at least a couple of occasions and then trying to obstruct the investigation about the location of the documents. Joining us live now, Axios congressional reporter Sophia Kai. Welcome back to WTOP, Sophia. You're welcome to weigh in on any legal aspects that you find interesting, but we've been talking to a lot of people about that and would like to hear from you what you think about all this politically, the fact that this man is trying to get another term in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, he is powering on. He is continuing with his campaign. He's reacting in a very same way that he has in the first indictment with the Manhattan Stormy Daniels case. And what's most interesting is what his opponents are saying or not saying. They're still very wary of blasting him. They've chosen instead to defend him. And they don't think that it's worth the wrath of Trump and also the conservative voting base that they are trying to win over. So for now, most of them aren't taking the risk. Instead, they're criticizing the Justice Department, talking about, you know, what they see as weaponization. And actually, the sole candidate to criticize Trump so far has been Arkansas Governor Hutchinson, as well as Chris Christie, who is talking, should be talking on TV right now. You know, others, including Mike Pence, including Nikki Haley, including Tim Scott, you know, they want it kind of both ways. So that's what I got for you so far, and it's going to be very interesting how this plays out for the election.
We noticed after the Manhattan indictment, which again was not on the level of this big federal indictment, but significant nonetheless, that the president, the former president Donald Trump, was able to raise a lot of money off it and seemed to harden the resolve of his diehard supporters who will be with him all the way, no matter what happens or what he's accused of doing. Could this just cause him to raise more money and become even stronger within the party, or do we just not know yet?
You know, he's definitely fundraising. But remember, these are federal charges. These are very serious charges that could end in jail time. So this is becoming very real for former President Trump. You know, he will have a couple days to get on stage. He's going to be in Miami tomorrow, and I'm here in Greensboro, North Carolina, where Trump, as well as Pence, are expected to speak tomorrow. So he's going to have a couple days of getting on stage to talk about this, but he still has to go to court Tuesday in Miami. He will appear before a federal judge. And, you know, that'll be the start of a very drawn out process. I mean, this is the federal system and these are federal charges. That is unprecedented.
Absolutely. A final thought from you, Sophia, as you await to hear from the president tomorrow, the former president.
You know, it's all coming down to the wire here. And I think what hasn't really been talked about is that this will continue to dominate the primary season. It may even dominate the general election. And that is huge because I think as a part of that, that could be what Trump's legal and political team wants. They want it to go all the way through the election. You know, they want, if the outcome is favorable for the former president and he wins, he will pardon himself. That is the most favorable outcome for him, but it could go many, many other ways, and it may end in jail time.
Uncharted territory for sure. Sophia, thank you very much for your time tonight. Good to hear from you.
Yep.
That's Sophia Kai. She's Axios congressional reporter. standing by to attend a Donald Trump speech over the weekend here, and he is due in Miami court, or court in Miami, to be a little more articulate. That is on Tuesday. Full coverage here on WTOP and WTOP.com. Now to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
We're seeing some heavy showers move through portions of the areas. We're finding through our traffic cameras, Northern Virginia, American Legion Bridge into Montgomery County. Couple of callers phoned in telling us we're dealing with some power outages. Dark signals along Old Georgetown Road in North Bethesda around the Pike and Rose area. So do use a bit of caution. Treat some of those dark signals as a four-way stop. In Montgomery County, traffic moving pretty well both directions on the Capitol Beltway. We're in good shape over in Prince George's County. Still a bit slow northbound on the BW Parkway. The delays outside the Beltway up through 197. 95, we're good to go. Between the two beltways, no current problems to report on 270. Eastbound Route 50, all clear from the Beltway out to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Still have a two-way traffic pattern in effect. Three lanes open eastbound, two available westbound. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
All right, next we're off to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Code yellow air quality. That's moderate and acceptable. So we've gone from historic code purple and much improved air quality now here this afternoon and through the weekend. It is going to be a dry weekend, the exception the mountains where there could be some showers or thunder showers on Sunday. This evening, also a little isolated to stray shower out there up until 10 to 11 p.m. Your temperatures in the 60s falling to the 50s by morning, mid-80s on Saturday afternoon, and around 90 degrees Sunday. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now in Gaithersburg, we're at 59 degrees, Arlington 72, Lanham is at 70, and some parts of our area could soon be joining Gaithersburg into the upper and middle 50s overnight. Straight ahead on WTOP, standing by here for another special report on the Donald Trump federal indictment situation. And also a local funeral company owner accused in the deadly shooting of a pallbearer this past week will stay behind bars for now. Stay with us for updates on WTOP.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
No matter how fast life moves in the DMV,
our reporters are there, live on the scene when news happens.
We're your source for breaking local news.
WTOP News. Everything you need, every time you listen.
CBS News Special Report. The federal indictment against Donald Trump accuses the former president of illegally hoarding classified documents at his Florida estate after leaving the White House in 2021, and then scheming and lying to thwart government efforts to recover them. CBS News correspondent Catherine Herridge on the special counsel.
It really felt like Jack Smith in this indictment felt that he had to communicate to the American people in the clearest way possible that this was an indictment that had a significant evidence base and that it had to be prosecuted based on the existing federal statutes.
CBS News correspondent John Dickerson on the political backdrop.
So you have an unprecedented indictment encased in a political season where former President Trump is running for his party's nomination and is the leader of the Republican Party in the middle of a presidential campaign.
The former president is to appear in federal court in South Florida next Tuesday afternoon. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jim Crisula.
Now 8:23. Stay with WTOP and WTOP.com for the latest on the Donald Trump indictment. The Maryland funeral owner accused of shooting and killing a pallbearer during a 10-year-old girl's burial service this past week will be held without bond until his next court appearance. 48-year-old Wilson Chavis is accused of shooting and killing 30-year-old Ronald Stephen Banks during the funeral service at Washington National Cemetery in the Suitland area. Police say Chavis, who was directing the funeral services for the girl, confronted a pastor and another person there who worked for a different funeral home. According to police, other funeral attendees stepped in to protect the pastor, and that's when Chavis fell, pulled out a gun, and opened fire. Banks and a woman were both shot. Banks was taken to the hospital, where he later died. Chavis was taken into custody. His next court appearance is next month. Maryland says it's finally reclaimed a website featured on one of the most popular license plates in the area from a Philippines-based online casino. The website, .starspangled200.org, is printed on the back of almost 800,000 commemorative Maryland license plates. Back in 07, when those plates were sold, it took you to a nonprofit that raised money for Maryland's War of 1812 Bicentennial Commission. But at some point, the website's domain was sold and transformed into a gambling site. Maryland officials say that if you type in the web address now, it'll take you to the state's Motor Vehicle Administration. 8:25 on WTOP.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
And let's go to Frank Hanrahan.
Bit of a pitching duel here. Nationals and the Braves tied up 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. From Atlanta, Luis Garcia, RBI single in the first inning. The only run so far for D.C., Josiah Gray. Despite some walks, can't do that. He's allowed three bases on balls. He's got three strikeouts as well as the Nats. And the Braves tied up in 1-1 from Atlanta. Orioles leading Kansas City 2-1. That's in the top of the fifth from Baltimore. NBA Finals about get set to go in 13 minutes or so from Miami. It is Denver up 2-1 of the best of seven series visiting the Heat on paper. Nuggets favored by only 3, so should be a good ball game. College baseball super regionals. Virginia falls to Duke 5-4. Golfers who remained loyal to the PGA Tour, but not those who left for the LIV Golf, would receive equity shares in the new for-profit enterprise being formed by the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour, so reports ESPN. Remember, some of those guys from the PGA Tour, when they left for the LIV Tour, got a lot of money. And now that is trying to be brought back to some of the players who stayed loyal to the PGA Tour. The French Open saw Novak Djokovic advance to the French Open final after beating top seed Carlos Alcaraz in 4 sets. So it's now all set for Sunday, the men's final, Djokovic versus Casper Ruud. Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
All right, Frank, still ahead here on WTOP. Former President Trump due in federal court Tuesday in Miami after an indictment on nearly 40 counts. And part of the allegations in the